Thanks, Tom. So I'm Graham Longley Brown, one of the co-organisers of Connections UK, and myself and Colin down here, another co-organiser, Tom likewise, and Jim at the back. The four of us are the primary co-organisers. Colin and I are going to talk to you for a few minutes about how to get the most out of Connections UK conferences, plural, note the S, and then Alex Vince, one of our consultative committee, will talk to you specifically about this conference and pathways through this conference. And the point of Alex's talk, it's aimed at newcomers. So on that point, I'm going to ask for two hand raises. I don't mean put up two hands. I'm going to ask for two instances of raising your hands. Firstly, if you are new to wargaming, serious gaming, if you're new to it or have been doing it for 1 or 2 years, so you consider yourself a newcomer, firstly, thank you. Secondly, could you put your hands up, please? Well, that's quite a lot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's about 35. So, right, so Tom is going to be running a Wargaming 101. Those people who just put their hands up, you get first dibs at that, because normally everyone wants to go and listen to Tom talking. And we just can't have that because we've only got 50 spaces. So those who just put your hands up, you, if you want to, go and do the 101. There's then a little bit more space for other people. Second show of hands, could you put your hands up, please, if you are new to Connections UK, if this is your first conference here? Wow, that's a lot of people. Okay, that would explain why there were so many faces I didn't recognise. So again, thank you very much indeed. So in that case, the rest of this talk, 10, 15 minutes, is primarily at those of you who are new to Connections UK to get the most out of it. But what we're going to say will pertain to the rest of you. So those of you old grognards in the audience, please don't fall asleep. First point, we really, really need your feedback. Come on in, guys. I'm just going to pause. Come on in, grab a seat. Begin with the end of mind. At the end of the conference, Colin is going to tell you more about the feedback survey, but I just want to now get it really into your minds, because we 100% rely on your feedback to shape subsequent conferences. And I just want to demonstrate that. So in about 2 minutes, Colin will introduce it, but then he will talk more about it at the end. And it really, really matters. I'm going to show you why it matters. It fundamentally, your ideas, your goodness, build this conference and our subsequent conferences. And I just want to show you how that works. You don't need to see the detail of this, but what happens is after the conference, you fill out the feedback survey, please. Colin analyzes it and produces a 34-page document full of goodness, absolutely stuffed full of your ideas, your likes, your dislikes, your what you want to see. We then analyse that manually, and again, you don't need to see the detail. It's just we look at topics and we tick them and we put them into priority order. You'll be unsurprised to know that we run it through ChatGPT, and in 2 minutes versus 17 hours, we get pretty much the same answer. Again, don't worry about the detail, but you will see from those bullets the shape of this conference, and the point is it directly comes from the feedback from last year. So you 100% shape this conference, and that's why it's so important. Taking that a step further, again, don't worry about the detail. We just throw things onto concept board with the building blocks. But the point I want you to note here is that we have a strategic plan, funny old thing. So this year, for example, engaging recreational wargamers and getting the goodness out of commercial wargamers. And then your feedback from last year, overarching findings, such as the conference is about the right length of time, people want a 101, people want a mega game, and you want roughly the 50-50 balance of theory in the morning and then lots and lots of games in the afternoon. So those are overarching. And then these are the specific topics and themes and panels that you want us to run. So that shapes it. We then put it through our consultative committee. That's 8 of the great and good of the wargaming community, of whom there are 5 in the room now. Alex is one. He's going to talk to you in 2 minutes' time. And Matt set up the original Connections in 1993. And we've got David, Kath, I haven't seen you yet. And Stephen, where's Stephen? No, the other Stephen, down to Is Kath here? All right, so the consultative committee are among you. And all of that feeds into this conference, shaped always by Matt's purpose, which is to do that, advance and preserve. You can read it. So that's how the conference comes into place. And the point is, it's all based on your wishes and desires. So Colin, do you want to just introduce? Please get these points into your head now. Start thinking about it now, because by the time you come to Thursday, so many dice will have skittered across the table, you'll have forgotten what happened today. So please start noting these points now.
Good morning, Colin Marston. Obviously, as Graham's already said, one of the co-organisers of this conference, and also the head of the Defence War Gaming Centre at DSTL, which is part of the UK MOD. Graham's basically said everything we do about this survey, I've been doing this since 2013, and as Graham said, we completely shape from your feedback, not just the next year's conference, but future conferences as well. We have a strategic plan that runs out to 3 years, and we do that all based on your feedback. We get really, really good response rate from all of you in this audience. I just want to push that message right at the start of this conference. So on Thursday lunchtime, we'll be scattering out these posters around about the place. You'll see them on your lunch tables. On Thursday, it's a QR code and a web link that takes you direct to the survey. Survey takes around 5 to 6 minutes to complete. You can keep that web link if you want to do that in the lunchtime or on Thursday afternoon or on your travels when you leave us. That'd be really, really appreciative from all of you. You will also get that survey link emailed out to you at the end. So you've plenty of opportunities, and we will remind you a few times over the next month to complete that survey, and then that will obviously shape the future conference. So really look forward to getting your feedback from this event. Have a good time for the next 3 days, and I'll get around most of you throughout the next few days. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thanks, Colin. So it really matters. And the point is, please start making notes now, what you like, what you don't like. Okay, coming on to the way... Now, these are just suggestions as to how to approach the conference. Take it or leave it. It's entirely up to you guys. But this is how to get the best out of this conference, we think. The first thing is, Peter Perlin, for those who are new, who don't know Peter, he was the preeminent wargamer of our time. Sadly, he passed last year. But one of his many fundamental points is that wargames, serious games, are an act of communication. They're a conversation. Whatever tool, whatever simulation you're using, the game happens in the mind of the players, of the analysts, of the subject matter experts, and. It's an act of communication. Funny old thing, so are we. So the point here is, building on Peter's fundamental point, this conference is all about a conversation between us, you, everyone, every single one of you, and therefore the so what is please engage, just get stuck in, both to the gameplay, but also to the conversation and talk to each other, and I'm going to come to that in a second. Right, I love this. I was introduced to this concept by Susie Kellett, who came to Connections 2023, and she gave a talk on this. I'm going to read out the definition. I didn't put it on the slide because then you'd all remember it, and I don't want you to remember it. I just want you to register the fact that it's really good and then come and see me afterwards. Or you can just Google it. So, playful inquisitiveness describes an eagerness to learn and explore with a light-hearted, non-judgmental, and fun attitude. Welcome to Connections. It goes on. It involves suspending fear and approaching new ideas or experiences, such as a game, which promotes creativity and deep learning. That, to me, sums up exactly the approach that hopefully we will all take, and I think that's a fantastic concept. Come talk to me about it afterwards. The next one, taking this all forward, it's not just networking, it's networking actively, actively networking. Wordle from previous, obviously we do wargaming, serious gaming. Networking, second biggest word. That is what previous people coming to our conferences have got out of this conference. And I mean actively. So, you know, you've all got name badges. You can see who each other are. I would really suggest that you just pick random strangers. Go up to them, ask them who they are, and then just preload questions. And the two that I find work most is, what do you like most about serious gaming? And then even more insightful, what do you like least about serious gaming, war gaming, and that conversation will just spark lots and lots of things. Take that one step further, if you want to, and ask them personal questions. You know, what's your interest in war gaming? And I'll start the ball rolling. So a few years ago, I took my family to Vietnam to write the MOD Wargaming Handbook, working to Tom and Colin, and also to write my own book, that was my family, in Vietnam for 6 months. Fantastic. In about a year's time, I'm going to do the same thing and move to northern Thailand to write, possibly, the supplement or the second edition to my book, if there's a demand for it. So before I lift and shift to Pai in northern Thailand this time next year, I would be really interested if you guys came and talk to me. Firstly, is there a need for another book on wargaming? Because there are quite a lot of very good books out there just now, so maybe I don't need to go. Secondly, if I do go and write something else, what do you want to see in it? And also, most important, if you think there's a better bolt hole than northern Thailand for me and my family to spend on the world, come tell me, because just now it's difficult to find somewhere in the globe which is safe to go with a family. So, network actively, think about those questions, but just talk to each other. And if no one comes to talk to me, that's great, because it means you're talking to each other, and that's what it's all about. And you have lots of opportunities to do that in evening networking, where we just continue the same, but with a little bit more kind of semi-organisation. So over in the Newton room, I'll show you a map in a second, there will be loose groups of people, such as Women in Wargaming is the obvious one, who want you to come and talk to them. We haven't organised that, it's just a space for people to use as they want, and then also in the evening, social gaming. We do tend to find that people just migrate to the bar, forget about the games, they just drink, and that's absolutely fine. But please, please, actively network. Okay, here's the thing. Please, please do all of this respectfully. You will see that on the back, sorry, we believe in the Derby House principles. We live the Derby House principles. I'm not going to, top right, I'm not going to explain them because they're on the back of your program. They're on the back, not because they're unimportant, but because they're accessible. So please just have a look at that. I'm not going to go through them. Pip and Jess are going to talk to them in a few minutes' time. But the point is, please abide by these. If anyone needs support, then where's Sophie? So could you stand up? Sophie de Boller is our primary point of contact. So if anyone has any queries, questions, or needs support, please, please, please go see Sophie in the first instance. If you can't find her because she's busy, find anyone with a yellow badge, and we will just address whatever concerns you've got. But it really matters to us. Okay, well, that's enough about how to approach us generally. Alex, over to you, mate. Alex is going to talk about conference pathways.
Good morning, everyone. So my name is Alex Spence. In my day job, I work in the collective leadership team in the Cabinet Office, which is looking after our Director Generals and Permanent Secretaries, or for our MIL friends here, our 3 stars or our 4 stars across government. And during my day job, I run into the concept of social capital, which is the general idea that if you know more people, then you can find the person you need when you've got a problem, you can make better deals, better agreements when you have better relationships, or as a member of my community once said, if you have better social capital with somebody, it's much easier to have a conversation to ask them to get their tanks off your non-government word, lawn. So connections, I think, carries this forward in a really great way. Connections is in the name. The value of this space is the people that we meet, the people that we support, and that particularly includes newcomers. So I think we have some advanced technology at this Connections conference. Every newcomer should have a small Connections 25 tag on their badge. So if you're wandering around, you're asking questions, Graham's given some great advice and some preloads. Keep an eye out for those who look like they've got a new tag on their badges. We've used the best data we can, so apologies if you've been tagged incorrectly. But do make some time to have a particularly good conversation with them, because they are probably going to be the future of our practice. Wargaming is a fantastic thing, but if we do not have new people being welcomed in, then it just means we have a lot of our very gracious elders who are stuck not being able to quite retire for another couple of years, which they secretly enjoy, but we do want to make sure that they have the option to eventually go when they choose to. So, if you are a newbie, you will have had a second thing in your programme, which is a small newbie's welcome guide sheet. So if you don't have one of those, it means that we think that you're probably someone who's been here once before. The purpose of this sheet is twofold. The first is some just general reminders, general tips on how you might get the most out of a conference. I'm sure many of you have done conferences before. It's not meant to teach you how to suck eggs, but it is meant to just give you a little nudge into remembering, actually, if you're here to build connections, grab someone's social media details or some other way to chat to them if you want to keep in touch with them. Otherwise, it's going to be a full year before you next have an opportunity to say hello, which might be good for you. But if you want to say hello more than once a year, then you need to have a way of doing it. But the other thing that this sheet does is we have looked through the program and had a little bit of an idea about which sessions might be most appropriate to you if you're a newcomer. Now, being a newcomer might mean two very different things. It might mean that you're an experienced wargamer who has never just been to Connections before, or it might mean that this is the first time you've dealt with crisis simulations, wargames, and serious games. You know, it is a vast kind of badge, so we've given it a bit of a punt about what kind of foundational things that you need to know. Graham has already kind of pointed to it, but your first big choice of the morning is going to be if you go to Wargaming 101, which is what we recommend if you do not know much about serious gaming or wargaming at all, if you want to build up your understanding of our practice. And I've been saying our practice a lot recently, so hopefully that does not actually kind of stick. The second thing is if you know about wargaming but you want to know the people, then that is when the mega game, this today, Green and Pleasant Land, will be fantastic, because the best way you have of getting to know somebody is to play games with them, I think. It's one of the foundation reasons why I do serious gaming in the first place. So, for the morning, that is going to be one of your big choices. Tomorrow, in the morning sessions, we think there's two particularly good ones for newcomers, which are both examples where case studies, so you've got an idea of what wargaming looks like in practice, are going to be used. So we recommend you do exemplars of defence war games if you want to see current examples, or insights from historical war games if you want to see, well, the historical ones. Going a little bit on, there's three choices in the morning, later morning, that we think might be very sensible. There is a game jam that is running between days 2 and 3. So we do recommend you probably stick your head into one of those 2 days. Which day, you know, you've got a lot of flexibility on, but it's a fantastic event. And I think Evan is organising it. Evan, where are you?
We're still waiting to find Evan.
Oh, fair enough, fair enough.
If anyone sees Evan, let us know.
Either stuck on the train or thinking very hard about how he's going to run his game jam later. Two other sessions. One is analytical wargaming. Now, if you're more an analyst or want to have any sort of confidence that the kind of insight coming from wargames is as robust as we can make it, that might be a good session to see some of the theory. Or if you are more interested in the training side of serious games, we recommend the military education session. On day 3, you have 3 exceptional sessions all focused around a theme of innovation. So Alan, I think who I saw earlier, is going to be running the fantastic How Our Adversaries War Game. Much more important these days than when I first joined kind of the profession. So something that I think is going to be extremely exciting. Secondly, and it's a word I've not been able to escape for the last year and a half, but it's AI and wargaming. We need to know what the robot thinks. We need to know how the robot kind of works and if it is a tool applicable to our kind of community. And the third session we recommend if you're a new member is innovations in commercial wargames. Recreational gaming is the theme of the conference. We take a huge amount from the recreational world, and the recreational world takes a huge amount from us, but understanding how that works is a really useful thing to do. So we recommend poking your head into there if you have got any interest in that. So there are some options, but apart from the options, it's mainly just a recommendation that you look at the programme, have a think about the sessions you want to do, and have a think about if you're going to be picking up the things that you're interested in from this conference, because you are going to get more out of this if you kind of put the energy in to do the things that you want to do. The second and final thing that we're doing is at the end of days 1 and 2, we'll have a short 15-minute slot at the very end of the day, which are conference pathways sessions. So if you're a newcomer and you want to just talk to a member of us, and it's not an emergency, so you need to find Tom if he's found a phone, and it's not a Derby House problem, so you don't need Sophie, but you just want to talk to somebody, we appreciate that this is a community which is full of brilliant people, but getting in can sometimes be tricky, then come find us at the end of day 1 and day 2 in those sessions, and there'll be a member of the committee there just to see, say hello and answer any questions you have and kind of help you kind of integrate slightly better. So yeah, that's generally what I wanted to cover. Our newcomers are going to be the future of our community, so please do everything you can to say hello to them. And if you're new, please do get involved. You know, I've been kind of in the wargaming sphere for about 5-6 years now. You know, these guys have been fantastically good for helping me learn about this. Also just fantastically good friends. So the people you meet here, you might be sticking around with for quite a long time. So thank you very much.
Cool. Brilliant. Thanks, Alex.